Hey, church family, it is Thursday, and we find ourselves today in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And it starts in chapter 11 with Paul talking about some kind of confusing things if you don't really know the context. And the first 16 verses here, he's talking about some of the cultural worship rules. Now, it's not necessary as you read these to freak out and to worry about whether you have long or short hair, or whether men should be wearing hats in church, or whether women are supposed to be covering their heads. And we could have a lot of study about these things, and we need to realize that there were a lot of cultural things going on here, and there were pagan things that the Corinthians were practicing and things that were bringing confusion to the Corinthian believers, but that is not for today. But we don't have to worry about whether our hair is long or short or head is covered and all of that. But I want to move on here to the next part of chapter 11 about the Lord's Supper. Now, we call the Lord's Supper different things. We call it the Lord's Supper. We call it communion. We call it, in some traditional systems, we call it the Eucharist. And so Paul talks about the Lord's Supper here. And again, you'll see that there were some eating and gathering traditions that they did as Corinthians that were different than what we did. But then he lands on the practice of communion. And again, we could do an exhaustive teaching on communion, but for our sake now, I would just like to take you to verse 23 and following, and it's going to give some pretty important theological things here about communion. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Maybe you grew up in a church, or you've seen liturgical churches or some traditional churches who have a table in front of the worship space that says, "In remembrance of me," or "Do this in remembrance of me." That's where this comes from. He's saying, when you get together, take the bread and break it and do this remembering me. Verse 25, "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.'" So Jesus is saying the new covenant, the new deal, the new agreement for how you get your sins forgiven is through my blood, not the sacrificing of blood, as the Old Testament says, where they'd have to take certain animals in and do animal sacrifices and sacrifice using their blood. Jesus was saying, my blood is going to be the new covenant, the final sacrifice, the new deal. Verse 26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord." Verse 28, "A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup." So this is really important for us to know. And he goes on to say, even people back then who had, and I think it goes a little deeper than this, it was not just the way they took communion, but the way they were treating each other. He talks here in 1 Corinthians 11 about some of the ways that people were lording over others or people who were at high status places. And so we've got to take that context into effect here and understand that a little bit. But I think for us and for our purposes, it's important for us to remember that when we take the cup of communion and when we take the bread of communion, we don't do it as a rote religious thing that we do because we're supposed to do it. We do it remembering what Jesus did. We do it with a right heart. This is why we so often say, when you take communion, it's important that you stop and you reflect. That goes along with verse 28. That's why I say that, because it says someone needs to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink of the cup. It's a time of self-examination. It's a time of declaring or proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes, recognizing Jesus is going to come back. And it's a time to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. This is why we take communion every week, in order to do that. When you gather, do this in remembrance of me. So that's what we do. We get together, we proclaim, we remember, and we take an opportunity to look in the spiritual mirror of our lives and recognize what Jesus has done for us. I'll be back with you tomorrow on a very interesting and much debated chapter in the Bible. We'll do 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tomorrow. Actually, the next few chapters are pretty important. So until then, have a great time reading your Bible.